So I did the picks during the break there, Slee.
Okay.
We're going to go right down to the wire. We're still right next to each other.
You With had Emily?
Nope. You can take the weekend off.
Okay.
You can go back and watch more bagels and TV and sticks and spin class and farmer's market. And what did I forget? I forgot something.
Like five movies.
Yeah,
I said movies.
A bunch
I said
of movies. Yeah,
I said movies. Emily, you had nine to bring your grand total to 20. Taylor, you only had five, but you're still ahead of Emily by a touch. You have 24. Al, you had 15 this week, and you actually got five of the six things right. You just missed your top dog. I also...
Purdy only threw four passes.
I missed my top dog, too. It was Cincinnati.
Also, he nearly had an interception, too. It was just
missed it. But we both would have hit on that one. I had 14. So you had 15, I had 14. Mm. You have 40 total, I have 38 total.
Mm.
So it's going right down to the wire. You guys, I guess if Al and I missed on everything.
Yeah, you guys have nothing right and I have everything right, I win.
Unlikely. So we got to come, we'll have the
By the way, that
the
can
winner.
Happen. That definitely can happen.
No, because remember, you go around the horn. You just
got
to pick the
same. Oh, yeah,
that's
right. She's got,
it's not like you go every time. We'll have the game. We'll have the over-under, and then you got to find four props.
Yeah, I would like coin toss and over-under length of the national anthem, color of the Gatorade, maybe.
That all works for me. Did you see that story? I guess it was a meme for the week. I don't even know if I'm using that word right. There was a bunch of kind of, I don't want to say middling, but not all-star level baseball players that were like, oh, so-and-so spotted with Margot Robbie this weekend in this diner or this place. And Gavin Lux was one of the guys that they threw in, like, hey, Gavin Lux spotted at a Hollywood diner with Margot Robbie last night. I'm like, we got our shortstop. Like, I don't care if he makes an error every night. If he can hang with Margot Robbie, then that man is batting third and short, and we're done. And I went looking for it. I went looking for it this morning. It's like the Blue Jays backup first baseman spotted this weekend with Margot Robbie. The Twins, you know, left fielder spotted with Margot Robbie. Just all, I'm like, that's kind of a weird meme, but I liked it.
A little fake news, a little meaniness.
A little bit,
but
I know.
Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Do you know what movie she was just in?
Babylon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see it?
I saw it.
And?
3 hours long.
Don't say another word. That's all I need to hear. If
it wasn't bad, but it was 3 hours.
And me and him saw it on the same day,
same day.
In different theaters.
If I say to you,
yeah,
did you like it? And your first answer is, well, it's 3 hours long. That means that's all I need to know.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not doing it as it was 3 hours long.
I
That's
know.
A long time.
It's way too long.
Hour and a half. I was like, let's do a halftime. Yeah. Let's do a halftime. Let's everybody stop. Let's everybody go take a breather. Let's get some more money in the parking meter outside. Let's all just rethink everything.
Had you said, look, it's great.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it, but man, it's long. That's different.
It's got your girl in there.
I know. She's great. But you didn't start. You didn't say it like that. You said, hey, man, it's really long.
Because I would have lied if I said anything else.
Did you like it, Emily?
I mean, yeah. I liked it a lot. It was good.
It was good. I'm not saying it wasn't good.
It was the quickest 3-hour movie I've ever watched.
No such thing.
She watched it at 1.5 speed.
Like a podcast? You just kicked the button?
And don't worry, that wasn't the only movie I watched that day, so it's all good.
The Lakers play close games. They probably should have beat the Celtics. They got screwed by the referees at the end. Mm-hmm. All of these things are true. Patrick Beverley made a terrible decision. The Lakers collectively made a terrible decision on not letting Horford take the three, which, by the way, pretty bad shot. It was so bad it worked to their benefit because it hits the side of the backboard.
Maybe that's the play they ran. The side of the freaking backboard. Perfect
precision.
To Jaylen Brown, and Patrick Beverley's going to foul you.
Hey, it worked. They ended up winning the game. By the way, that was weird to see overtime start. Overtime is starting. 5 minutes left on the clock, and the Celtics are ahead. It's like, how does this work?
When they came back to the monitor, too, ESPN came back to the monitor, you had not seen yet the Pat Bev with the camera showing the ref.
Yeah.
So there was just somebody taking a free throw. And I just assumed, I'm like, okay, Bron got attacked,
so
right?
Too.
Yeah. Ham got attacked, right? Yeah. Well, somebody got attacked. And it was kind of funny. I wasn't upset at it. Like, there was no, you know, sometimes you can have a critical play and you're looking at your own player and say, what are you doing? I was like, everyone was so upset. I was almost completely not bothered by spotting the Celtics a point in overtime. It was in one weird way you were trying to justify it.
It was that bad.
It was that
bad that you could understand LeBron's reaction was a lot, and it probably deserved a T. Like, just by the letter of the law, you can't argue calls like that. but they knew they screwed it up. I'm not jumping up and down on Patrick Beverley for the camera thing. I think what he did prior to that on the play was far worse, because I think that was ultimately what decided the game. But at the same time, it's like, we don't have enough wins in the bank to have humorous technical fouls called against us. It was funny seeing him walk over at the camera like, look, let me show you. It's funny, but you know you're going to get teed up. Every point, you know, Lakers are not very good in overtime. LeBron's on fumes in overtime most of the time. It's like, it's just, it was a bad decision. I get it, but it was a bad move.
Did you see the, there was a play earlier in the game. Dennis Schroeder got a tech. I don't know if you saw it at all, but Schroeder, Tatum's on a fast break. And Schroeder is kind of body to body with him, but does not foul him. He did not foul him. They show the replay a number of times. Tatum just missed the layup. And Schroeder's reaction when they called the foul, he went to the ground, did not do anything to the referees, went to the ground, just put his hands on his head. They gave him a tech.
Yeah.
Right? What he did was 1/1000th
of
what LeBron did, yeah. And Bron didn't get one, but end of the game.
I for the life of me, and Laker fans, we want to hear from you on this. 877-710-3776. Why do we have, and I don't come at me with the, well, the rule says that you already use this, and you can't challenge a no call, blah, blah. If we're going to have instant replay in sports, and in the NBA in particular, then why is that not what that is for? Is instant replay not designed to, at its most basic level,
yeah,
to fix egregious game-altering mistakes? That's what it's there for, right?
I don't know if it's there for that.
Why do we have it?
I'm assuming that the reason why you replay something is because something happened that was bang bang. Something happened that was.
That's different. That's a good use of it too.
Somebody going up for a shot and it blocks. Did it hit the backboard first or did the guy block the ball?
For sure. That's fine too. But that's more administrative of the game, right? That did it go off my hand or did it go off yours? Mm-hmm. And it happened so quickly. I don't know, right? Mm-hmm. That's fine. But that's more administration. That you're going to get as many of those right as you're going to get them wrong. They're going to even out over the course of time. The point, going way back to when the NFL brought it in first, back in the, I think it was the late 80s, early 90s, the point was, we're missing calls that are changing outcomes of games. This is why we want to make sure that we don't have something so bad that we can't review it, and we're just going to live with it. That was that. I know the rules. I know that you can't review a non-call, yeah, all of these things. Mm-hmm. I get it. That's what it's there for. If we're not going to, it's what Van Gundy said in the moment. He's like, we have no use for replaying our game if we're not doing this.
So this is my only issue with, and I got that. You know, people are calling in the post-game show. I told you, I could have went post-game show till midnight on Saturday.
I bet.
Because of how heated people were, right? I had people that were saying, hey, you know what? If you use your challenge, you could still get a challenge. They should just review plays at the end. Trav, here's my only issue with that. My only issue is something that obvious. I don't know what to tell you. If you need a replay for that type of foul, I'm having difficulty with the guys whose occupation
that's, yes.
For
sure.
The reason why I'm setting it up like that, if you need a replay for that type of call, that's what's most frustrating to me.
You're right.
Because that is just a regular common sense foul with three referees and six eyes all watching what we all saw. And Bron's reaction, there's a reason for it. Obviously, everybody upset. The reason why the NBA had to come out and whatever the hell that tweet was, it almost infuriates me even more. I think replay has a home. I don't know if replay has a home for something as idiotic of a non-call as that.
I get it. But that's, in my opinion, that's why it's there. The replay needs to be there for that. Replay needs to be there for when Nickell Roby-Coleman tackles Tommy Lee Lewis 2 seconds before the ball gets there. If we're not reviewing the things that change the outcome of games, why have it at all? So we can respot a football by 6 inches in the second quarter? That's stupid. That doesn't matter. The end of the game, there's a game-altering pass interference that 99.99999 know it's interference. LeBron James driving to the hoop clearly is fouled.
Yeah.
That's what it's for, to have somebody go, look, we blew it. That's a foul. He's on the line. Let's keep it going. That's it. It can't be more complicated than that.
I think that makes me think that, listen, you're not wrong what you're saying, but there's some things that are just so obvious that I question, is that something, that situation, because you missed that type of a play in that big of a moment, what happens? Does that referee just not good enough to ref in these type of situations?
All three of them.
I'm not kidding. Like, it, to me, that it was more about, are these the right referees to be refereeing a game on ABC at blah, 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 because it was so obvious? To even if they said, hey, you know, let's just hypothetically, the NBA had a rule in that situation that they can go back and replay it. Does it make any of those guys look better? They all look like idiots.
They look like idiots, but at least the game isn't altered. At least the correct outcome of the game takes place. And that's the point of replays, to make sure that the correct outcome is in there. I want to go back to what you were saying there a second ago, that does it make them not look like idiots? No. If you're a player and you have enough mistakes that are game-altering mistakes, you're out of a job. You don't get to play in this league anymore. I can't use you if you keep blanking up this.
Yeah.
Why is there not a similar situation? Look, everybody makes mistakes. I get it. Yeah. I'm not saying it's a one-and-done policy. But there should be some sort of grading procedure where if you do that a few times, I'm sorry, we can't use you here anymore. You got to go do something else. Go rent cars. Go build houses. Go be a teacher. Go do something else because you don't know how to do this. One, everybody... that all three of those guys missed it at the same time. And if you do that a few times in a season, you got to go find another job.
So let me tell you, that was my point. That I think that's my point at the end of the day, that needing a replay to save that possession.
But it's like a safety net, right? Like I get it that they shouldn't be allowed to do it over and over again. But let's just say these guys called a perfect game, but in that moment, they blew it. They all blew it. That's what replay's for, to be the safety net, to make sure that the wrong team doesn't win the game because we all went brain dead for half a second.
So let's put all that to the side. Let's just put it, what you just said about the there should be something. By the way, that wasn't – I had tweeted a couple things leading up, not even the final play. Kind of the refereeing, I just kind of kept saying – well, that's an interesting call. Or, geez, what, that seems a little odd that they're getting that many more free throws than the Lakers. Mm-hmm. Wow, they're getting that call. This was before the final play, and then the final play happened. Listen, I'm not telling you that on the spot, the referee crew chief comes out and says, all three of you guys will be canned after this. But in that situation, maybe you're taking smaller games. Maybe you actually are away from the NBA for a couple of weeks because you got to work on this, that, and then you're back up. I agree with you. If you and
there
I...
There needs to be some sort of...
By the way, every job has that.
Of course there,
there's,
they do.
There's not an occupation out there that if you're not doing a good job at your job, that they're saying, well, hey, next week, ABC, we got another big one coming. I think you three got it.
I don't care if it's on ABC on a Saturday night or whether it's on NBA TV on a Wednesday. To me, there's no difference. These guys make a lot of money to officiate these games. There are a lot of basketball referees that are out there. I get that it's hard. The entire world can't know. That's the one, Al. It's the second it happened, everybody goes, oh, yeah, that's bad. That can't happen a bunch. You might get one a year where it's like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I missed it. But if it's more than that, we got to move on
but
to the next
fine.
Guy.
It's fine. Listen to what they said. They said we made one at the end of last night's game, and that is gut-wrenching for us.
For who? What? You go
this
to your next
play,
game?
This play will weigh heavily and cause sleepless nights. When I was reading that, I'm like, can you take that tweet down? I'm going to hallucinate
stupid.
With that tweet up there.
It's so stupid. It is so stupid.
You know who thinks it wasn't a foul? Taylor. Taylor's like, that's a good defensive play.
You're that sleaze, it's the world's smallest violin.
Taylor's like, that's a good defensive play by Tatum.
I
saw all ball.
I am a Rams fan, and when I saw Nickell Robey-Coleman in that NFC Championship game against the Saints, I wasn't going to throw it back, but that was one of those.
I know, it's dirty.
I get it. This is not legitimate.
A bad taste in your mouth.
This is not legitimate. This is not how this is supposed to go. It feels cheap. And that was to go to the Super Bowl. This was a random game on a Saturday night. We'll get some of your phone calls coming up here in just a little bit. The Lakers need to start winning some games, and do they need to make some trades to get it done? That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It is also a Bud Light Reaction Monday on 710 ESPN, reacting to everything that went down on the NFL Championship weekend. One dog of a game, Slee, and one pretty darn good one. It's presented by Bud Light. Make Bud Light your game day beer. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Must be 21 or older. Please enjoy responsibly. Got a question for all you guys. Have you ever rented a car at the airport and had like the double remote lot? Have you ever experienced that before? Like, for instance, here's okay. What it is. We land in Vegas and mm-hmm. We're renting a car because we're going to four different high schools all over town. And you get on the bus to take you to the rental car facility where they all are, right? Hertz and Enterprise. They're all out there. There's 20 different rental companies there. The rental company that we used isn't even there. You take the van or the shuttle bus yep. to the remote rental facility. Then you get on like an even more JV edition of a different bus to go to a second remote location. Have you ever
save
done
six
that
bucks
before?
A day.
Yeah, super cheap.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I have done that.
That was the worst rental experience. And the people were fine. But by the time we got our car, we were back in Barstow. Like, we were almost all the way back in Southern California. The first bus, the bus from the airport to the rental car place, I don't know, call it 12 minutes. Not too bad. Okay. But you got to queue up. You got to wait. We finally get on the bus.
What was the second ride?
Another 12 minutes in the same direction.
Talking about a half
so
hour.
So you're a
out,
half an hour
the there,
in the
Taylor.
Wrong direction. And I said to Sue, and I'm not, she kept apologizing for it. I'm like, it's not your fault. I didn't book it. You booked it. I if I wanted to make sure it was there, I would have done it myself. No, no.
But don't talk to me.
It was like for $4 extra.
Yep. Yeah, she got the four.
It's like, are you kidding me? We're going to spend. And then you got to return it. So sure. You'd have to drive the, back the 12, to Barstow 12. To drop yep. it off. I said, no, we're getting an Uber from here. We're not getting on two more vans.
So technically, whatever you saved is yeah. now with Uber.
Uber has it. It was yep. the best $15 I've ever spent in my life. Here, people, let me help you out with this. If you are double remote located, yeah. you've made a grave error in where you've rented your car.
By the way,
from.
If we're going to just complain about rental cars, let me get in on this. How come it's always to, they know, and I'm not going to use Vegas as the perfect example, but there's a lot of airports like this. They know that these flights are coming in, and they know how many people have booked with this, you know, whatever, this specific rental service. Why do you have one person working? Why do you have one? Why is there one counter? There's nine counters available, but there's one person there.
Yeah, sure.
Right? The other person's, I don't know what the other person's doing. The other person's kind of walking around. So we have 14 so people waiting for this one person. And there's yeah. two other workers I see because they're all wearing the same shirts.
They're on break. The woman who helped us at the counter, we finally...
It says what time we're coming.
Everything you just said is true. So you get off the second bus. You're waiting in this place. There's I don't know how many people were on the van, maybe a dozen.
Okay.
They're all renting cars.
It's a lot.
Okay?
Yeah.
There were two. It wasn't just one. There mm-hmm. were two people working. Apparently, they're not getting paid on how many people you can get through the line as quickly as
no,
you
no,
can.
No.
They're just, if I do one an hour, I get the same as if I do 10 an hour. So I choose to do one.
You know what I respect so much, too? I think they're strategic, too. Like, if you give them a little attitude...
No, go slower.
That's why I'm hoping that when I'm in line that the people in front of me are not giving them attitude because then I'm affected.
Yeah, you're guilty I'm by affected. Association.
I almost want to say, no, guys, it's fine.
We get to the lady who's finally going to fill out the contract and give you the keys to the car and all. We're to the very last stage of this. From the time the plane landed to the time we had butts in the Nissan Rogue,
yeah.
It was a solid 2 hours. It was a long time.
Do you just take whatever car they give you?
It was, we had, the car was fine. The car was clean, yeah. new. Was,
I want to see the lineup.
It was a perfect car.
I want to see the silver one compared to the red one. Why are they always pushing red?
We get to the front of the line, and this lady had to have been going for a world record of how many cigarettes she could smoke in her life. It was like I was with the Marlboro Man. It was so bad that you had to... Go sign the little keypad. Yeah, yeah. It's all electronic now, mm-hmm. right? You don't sign actual pay. So you'd sign it and you take two steps back. Like I can't be this close to you. I'm going to get lung cancer just having a conversation with this person. It was terrible.
Vegas.
And it was 2 hours away.
Vegas. Walk around the casinos. I'm going to take a breath of fresh air in here.
Open the door. Yeah. Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome to it was, Las Vegas.
Had a nice time. Had a really good dinner on Friday night. It was all good. Let's go to Luke. Luke, you're up first. It's Trav and Slee. What's going on?
Hey, how come nobody talks about Darvin Ham at the end of those games? Memphis win was cool and all, but let's not act like he's not fouling up three to send him to the free throw line where you can only get 2 points, or not calling timeout, put the ball in LeBron's hand. I mean, what are we doing here?
So Luke, actually, we were just talking about this earlier. Imagine if Al Horford hits that three.
Yeah.
I wouldn't stop talking about the Luka portion of this when they're playing the Dallas Mavericks, they're up three, and they don't send a double team. And that's just one of the games. Listen, the Lakers have had, if we want to bitch and complain about the Los Angeles Lakers and some refereeing, that's fine. We can do that. But, Trev, they also have a handful of games that were in their own hands.
Yes.
And they've had opportunities. That's why these hurt so much, the one against the Celtics, because you're trying to make up ground from all the other losses that you had this season. But if I listed out, they were up early on in the season against Portland. They're up 7. 2 minutes left to go. They lose that game. They're up 17 against the Indiana Pacers in the fourth quarter. They lose that game. The Philly game on the road. Anthony Davis has the ball at the free throw line. Hit one free throw. That's it. Game's over. They don't have any timeouts left. They got to go 3 seconds to go. He misses it. Game goes to OT. We know what happens.
Yep.
Dallas game. 2 Boston games. AD missed 2 free throws this last one that they have. Ultimately, when you're 4 games below .500 and 13th place in the Western Conference, it's not all because of the referees.
Right.
You've obviously dug yourself a hole as well.
How much of what the caller was talking about, though, do you put on Darvin's ticket? Because I think there's a decent amount that goes his way. And I get it. He's an inexperienced head coach. He's been a coach in the league for a long time. But this is his first head coaching run. I like him a lot. I like him as a guy. I think he's got a great presence. I think he brings a certain amount of calm and gravitas to these things. He does. But when you're constantly tricking off end-of-game situations, it's not a coincidence. They're to the point you've made a couple of times, not or defending the three-point shot as opposed to giving up twos. I don't understand.
There's no defense.
There is no defense for it. There seems to be a lot of chaos at end of games. There seems to be a lot of really bad possessions at end of games. We can give some of that to the players for sure, but some of that comes to the coaches, because at some point you got to put guys out there that are executing game and situations correctly. If you get a good look and the guy just misses, that's not a coaching. But if you're not getting a shot, if you're fouling when guys are going to the basket, if you're defending the wrong part of the court, these are coaching things that I think, and hopefully he'll get better as he goes through, but because people like him, and I count myself among the people that like him, I think that caller's right. There's a lot of bad end-of-game situation, and at least some of that has to go to the coach.
So, by the way, I'll go back to this. When you're 4 games below .500, it's impossible that a lot of people don't have a little bit to do with it. What I can't tell you is, I can't tell you AD missing 2 free throws against
the
Celtics.
Not the
that's not on him.
No.
However, I can tell you, we go back to that Dallas game, that I felt
the
like
Boston
that's on
game
coach.
Too.
Yes,
they did it wrong.
The
they
game,
got away with it, but they did it wrong.
The game on Saturday, but I'll use that as an example. Let's say they're playing the percentages. What he can't have control over is Patrick Beverley fouling Jaylen Brown.
No, but how many times are we going to let the same guy make a bad decision before we say, well, you're not playing anymore?
Pat Bev, if we just use Pat Bev as an example, hits a big three, gets a big two.
I hear you. I'm not saying that he's the guy. What I'm saying is, if it's very clear, if you are not executing properly at the end of games, we're not going to play. I'm with you, what you're saying for Beverly specifically.
Play in the fourth.
And then played in the entire overtime, more or
part
less.
Part of the OT.
Which is an odd way. If he's going to close in overtime, why is he not trying to close it in regulation? There are things to be critical of him about. It's not a disaster.
Which I don't disagree with. I think being critical about Darvin Ham's
when
all right.
The end of game goes badly frequently, that's not always the players.
Mm-hmm.
It's not exclusively the players. He has to take ownership in those things.
Well, Lakers have been very creative in how to lose at the end of games.
Well, and no LeBron tonight, no Anthony Davis tonight. They're playing the Nets. There's just not enough runway left, Slee. And I get the position that they're in. Like you said, they're 23 and 27. They're 2 games out of the play-in spot. There's 11 to nine. They're 2.5 games out of not being in the play-on spot, being in the sixth spot. But we've been talking about this way too long.
Yeah, I'm kind of done with all that.
Here's the thing. Emily and I were talking about this earlier. If they were in 12th place 1 week, and the next week they're in 6th, and then the next week they're in 10th, and the next week they're in
7th. No, they own 12 and 13.
They've been in 12th and 13th place the whole year.
Yeah.
They really haven't moved out of that spot. If it were going to happen, I get it. AD missed a lot of time. But here we are again, and this is the rub with Anthony Davis. He's a great player, but we already have to give him another night off because of injury concerns. And I get it. You got to give LeBron a night off because he's in year 20. I get it. You're 4 games under 500. You're in 13th place. There just isn't a ton of runway to just kind of say, okay, here, we're gonna put this game in. What do you give them a chance to win tonight? 1 out of 5? 1 out of 8? Something like that?
No KD, potentially no Ben Simmons, but yeah, 1 out of 5.
1 out of 5.
So you're saying
I'm going to take an 80% chance that we're going to lose this game? You're not the Golden State Warriors who, like, look, the second we decide we're going to commit to this, we're going to be fine. You don't have that luxury.
The only thing that I could think of, they got New York tomorrow as well, so they have back-to-back.
I get it.
So it could just be one of those two games.
I get it.
And I'm with you on the standings thing. I'm kind of done with the whole, hey, they're only 2 back of here. They're only 2.5. I've been saying that for 30 days, right? Like that's there comes a time where you say, hey, Lakers are in 7th right now. However, if they lose, then they're going to fall back to 10th.
They're locked in.
They've been staying underneath that line, at least underneath that the playing tournament line.
All right, so with all this in mind, does this make it more or less likely that they move some of those assets that they have to try to push them out of that 13th spot into more of the middle of the pack? That's coming up in just a little bit. But coming up next, it's Factor Cap. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hey, guys. Pop quiz. What were the 3 movies that I watched this weekend?
Social Network.
Social Network's one of them.
By the way, that's a great movie.
Yes.
I love that movie.
Best movie of the 2010s. And then
the other two.
Infinity Pool.
And one of those A24 ones.
Yes, The Florida Project was the other one. That was an A24 movie.
Taylor, you got it. A24?
Yeah, that's a production company. They do a lot of different cool indie movies.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, pay attention.
you gotta really know about that.
Now, if you ask me all the things you ate, I could run those off the top of my head. I remember vividly.
Right.
That's much more important to
pasta.
Me. Pasta. Right? She had pasta. She had the fried
pasta
mac and cheese balls.
From Culver City.
Oh, got tiramisu. I didn't mention that.
You mentioned
got the bagel,
went,
the bagel sandwich.
The bagel sandwich.
With everything.
You went to farmer's market. You had a baguette. You had a croissant.
Yep.
You had,
she got hosed at the farmer's market. Yeah. It's a little expensive out there. Silver Lake area.
Some of it sticks. Some of it just bounces right off.
It's all good. I'm going to eat it. It's fine. All right. So speaking of movies, so the show I watched yesterday, it's called The Last of Us. I talked about it on Thursday in my What to Watch Over the Weekend. So hopefully if you guys, I don't think you guys watched it, but if people are listening watched it. But it's a very emotional episode. So I cried. So you cry in movies. Travis, Fedra Cap.
Fact, but it's very, very rare. Mm-hmm. It almost always involves the same thing. It almost always involves fathers and sons and somebody dying. That's the only thing.
That sounds like the proper ticket.
I don't want to say never,
emotions.
But that's that combination. The other one that gets me too, and ESPN is the number one offender of this. Anytime you have a father or mother returning from overseas and they surprise the family, 100% of the time that gets me. Mm-hmm. But it's rare, but I do, yes.
All right, give me, what is your definition of crying? I want to know your definition.
Well, you're
not sobbing.
Yeah, because if you're like hyperventilating, because I can't do that.
A little bit of that. Yeah.
I'm gonna run to the bathroom real quick.
Yeah. That was you in hour 3 of Babylon, right?
Out of boredom.
Knowing that.
Out of complete and utter boredom.
Knowing there was an hour left. Listen, I'm not kidding. I turned to her and I told her, I'm like, you know, there's still an hour and 20 minutes left. Like, I was frustrated. I didn't know what to do. And she's like, I know. So what do you want to do? And then we were both just so lazy. We just sat there and let another 40 go by.
Were you at one of the theaters where you can order drinks?
Yeah.
You should have just gone hard. Just say, hey, bring me an entire bottle of Makers and leave. And
then I would have started crying. Every once in a while, you know, you tear up. And
Is there one particular lane that gets you every time?
It doesn't have to be like a movie like that. I'll give you an example. There was there's some, look, YouTube puts out really, really good content, and there's a dude telling his story about how his life has turned around recently and some of the different personal things that he had to go through. His family, his parents used to beat him when he was younger. He's just got like a whole story of where he is today, and it's actually very motivational, let's put it that way. But this guy's telling his story about growing up.
Sure.
And what he had to go through, and as a kid, and this moment changed his life. What do you want me to do? You know, like, I'm not going, you can't just be like, oh, that's cool, and then just move on. It's more when people are telling like an actual personal story of how they're turning their life around, something like that.
All right, Taylor?
Fact, yes, I do. I think the last movie that made me cry was Nomadland, actually.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one. It gets
kind of sad.
It's had Frances McDormand in it. She goes in it. It's a van life movie. Do you know?
No.
I've not seen it.
It won the Oscar in 2020.
Took me back to my days of living in a van. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would do it.
Mother-daughter relationships always do it for me. And like when old people pass away. It's like when like it's an older couple and all that stuff. That kind of gets me too. All right. So we haven't talked about the Eagles 49ers game that much yet. I know we're going to get to it soon, but.
Are we?
I don't know. Yeah, we should.
Hard to talk about a game where one team wasn't allowed to use quarterbacks.
Hey.
I mean, it's just like
Eagles are in the Super Bowl.
How about this? Hey, Brock Purdy, can you play? No. Well, go in anyway.
Awesome.
Only I took away is he didn't throw a pick.
This is the
I needed those points.
This is the third championship go around for the city of Philadelphia in the last year.
Yeah.
We know Philly goes crazy when they get to at least sniffing. If they win a playoff game, they go crazy. So there is something that would get you to climb a pole in celebration. Alan, Dr. Cap.
There isn't much, but I will just, if this situation ever happens and you said, hey, if it happens,
win a Mandy?
You have to. Definitely not. You have to go up a pole. You have to go up a pole. San Diego has never won a championship, and I want to repeat that when I say it. Okay, think about how many championships USC, UCLA, the Lakers, the Dodgers, the Kings, and this go down the list. It's like
the
it's
Angels,
honestly
the Ducks. They've all won championships.
And by the way, let's keep Anaheim even out of the mix. Let's just
Anaheim
say
Anaheim has two.
Anaheim has two. Anaheim has two. San Diego has never won anything. If you told me that the Padres won a World Series and I got to go up a pole, I'll go up a pole for that.
All right, Trev?
No. The only way I'm going to the top of the pole is if there's a winning lottery ticket up there. I'd love to see the Dodgers win the World Series. The Rams just did win the Super Bowl a year ago, and I loved every minute of it.
Yeah.
My pole climbing days were never here, but they're certainly well in the rearview mirror.
How high
right
do
now.
We have to go up? Because if I'm going up over 4 feet, then I need somebody to help me take me down.
It's traffic light height. It's
I'm screaming for an ambulance.
There was
like your foot can literally touch the ground.
There's a lottery ticket up there that says, Trav, you can get up there. That's a $8 million jackpot. I'm finding my way up there. But short of that, no way.
By the way, the Anaheim has two really ripped my heart when you said that. They do have two.
World Series
like,
and
no problem.
Stanley Cup.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah, no problem.
Taylor?
Cap, even the Kings winning a championship wouldn't have me climbing poles.
Oh, you'd be up in a pole. I don't believe you.
I would
right
only
now.
Climb a pole if I'm escaping an angry mob or something like that.
Not a bad reason.
Yeah, that's
I'd let
true.
The mob get me. I'd stop. I'd just hurry up, get this over with.
Yeah. All right. So at Infinity Pool, when I saw it this weekend, a guy next to me, we were talking about, you know, etiquette in the theater, talking in the theater with Clinton on Friday. And so at the end of the movie, the group of guys next to me, is three guys, clapped at the end of the movie. So clapping at the end of the movie.
Which movie am?
Infinity Pool.
Okay.
And also, I mean, I wouldn't.
How you need a clarification. Well, I'm just.
Here's the thing.
Six movies.
Well, she watched a lot of movies this weekend. Is the ending inspirational?
No.
Is it surprising? It just ended.
No.
Okay.
It just ended. It's not like it's That's Top awesome. Gun.
Because sometimes it's
no,
like,
I know what
oh
you
my
mean.
Gosh,
like you were right? waiting for something for
yeah,
her
like,
to say it was very.
She
motivated.
Wasn't really. Dead.
It was inspirational.
I did not say amazing. So, clapping at the end of the movie is weirder than clapping at the when the plane lands. Taylor, Factor Cap.
Oh, I didn't really experience the clapping during a movie phenomenon until I moved to California. It's just super weird to me, but I don't mind it so much because it's not during the movie. You're not bothering anybody, so just clap away.
Yeah. Trev?
So we're coming in last night, and the plane, we flew into John Wayne, and perfectly pleasant flight. Like, you know, coming out of Vegas, sometimes it's super bumpy and the plane's bouncing all over the sky. Really wasn't nice and smooth. And we're coming in. But as we're coming through the clouds in Orange County, it's bouncing around a little bit, nothing crazy. And I'm I'm a little bit of a nervous flyer. Nothing bad, but when the plane starts bucking, I'm like, I don't love this. Now we're over the 405. We're just about to have the wheels hit the runway, and the plane like lurches hard to the left and then lurches hard to the right to kind of recorrect and hits the runway hard, bounces back up in the air, bounces back down again, right? It goes ba-boom, ba-boom, like twice. It bounced. Applause was necessary in this particular moment because we're all alive. It was fine. We got to the gate safely. Everything was good, but I didn't have anything to do with that movie. At least I'm alive at the end of a flight, so give me the cheering on the airplane.
100% fact, it's much weirder in a movie clap.
Yes.
I. By the way, I get it. There's some really great movies out there. You know what? If you feel like, wow, this was inspirational, it was motivational, the plot was great, amazing, I didn't see that happening.
That is not Infinity Pool.
Well, and if you wanted to get up and clap, that's your prerogative. I'm not going to do it. But I do know when I'm on a plane, okay? And I don't know how you feel, but there are times, and I'm okay, I'm fine. You know, I've traveled, and there's been flights that are 12 hours, 18 hours. I do it. But you're going to tell me at no point during that flight you're not saying to yourself, I see nothing but water.
Yeah.
This could be it right here.
Sure.
It's much more necessary to clap when that plane lands properly than it is
your
on Die Hard 2.
Your life is in the hands of that person flying the airplane. Yeah. When the movie ends, I'm just trying to go get a sandwich.
Wait, Alan, so have you clapped?
I have not clapped. I haven't had reason to, but...
Right. So,
but if I need to, if they say, "Hey, you're going to clap," I will clap if that gets us down safely.
Right. I think the only exception for the movie thing is like if you're at a screening and like the people who worked on the movie are there. Like that's a little different than like having it just be in a random theater. I have one last one for you guys. So last night, the Empire State Building lit up green at one point and then
they
red
lit
at
the
another
beam.
Point.
Sort of.
Similar. So one for the Chiefs, one for the Eagles. So I was watching the games with my friends who are big New York Giants fans, and they were going off. They're like, how could the Empire State Building do this? Because they're divisional rivals to the Giants that are in New York City. So this is a bad look from New York. Travis, factor cap?
You know, I don't, you know this by me now. I don't get super tied up in the rivalry thing. I want to beat those guys, and there are teams that I dislike more than others, but this, I can never do this or I can never do that, doesn't really hit me like that until I started thinking about it in this very specific example. If they lit up LA City Hall in orange and black after the Giants went to the World Series, I would hate that. They'd be like, what are you doing? This is an iconic LA landmark lit up in the colors of the team that you compete against more than anyone else. If they would have lit up LA City Hall in green and white after the Celtics won that game, it's ridiculous. I get it that maybe there's a charitable component to it. I don't know. But in New York City, you don't put the Eagles colors on the Empire State Building. It's
By the way,
silly.
So this is fact for me, too. Do you not... Was it a week ago that the Eagles won 38-7 against the Giants? That makes no sense to me. That makes no sense. I do think that, you know, and New York is a really, really good sports town. New York is an unbelievably passionate sports town that has basically two of everything. Why are you lighting up the colors of the Philadelphia Eagles? By the way, it doesn't have to be the Eagles. It just happens to be the team that kicked your ass a week ago.
Yeah, did they light it yellow and red for the Chiefs at some point?
Yes, they lit it for the Chiefs. They lit it for the Eagles. They would have done it either way for whatever team won that game.
It makes no sense. Like, why New York?
And Taylor?
Cap, I don't think this was a New Yorker. I think this is an inside job. I think a Philly fan must have climbed that. Like,
he's
green
in charge
bowl
of the lights.
And yeah, lit it up.
Mm. I like
inside
that.
Job.
Inside
definitely.
Job. No. The guy moved to New York from Philly 6 months ago just to do this.
It's called the long con, right? He's probably been working there for 30 years just waiting for this moment, lit it up along the way. Lakers have one tonight. They're not going to do Anthony Davis. They're not going to have LeBron James. Is it time to bring in more reinforcements? That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Number 22, guys. Number 22. San Diego State, number 22 in the latest NCAA basketball
rankings.
Where's
Virginia?
At
six.
They are 38. San Diego State.
They're at six.
Virginia's six?
To be honest with you, I can't watch college games right now. In the Mountain West, they don't air them. I think they're aired through streaming, through like an underground website, through like a black market.
You gotta get one of those bootleg streaming get the whole thing. Services.
Yeah, they're not airing San Jose State and San Diego State.
Here it is. I was looking for it. I just found it. The Gauchos are unranked.
Okay.
However, they're 17-3.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right. I don't know what that means, but they're 17-3. Why are we not in the top 25? I couldn't tell you anybody in the, well, now I could. San Diego State and Virginia are both in the top 25.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're getting disrespected.
What's their Ken Palm?
I don't know. I know Q4? What that is. What's that?
How many Q1 wins?
Probably zero.
Yeah, probably not a lot of them.
Yeah, probably
it's okay.
None.
Stay in the mix. Get close to the tournament. Throw them in the tourney.
You know,
180 teams get in the tournament.
They'll get beat by Northridge in the first round of the Big West tournament or something.
Don't start that. Okay, San Diego. Brian Dutcher, San Diego State, is the king since Steve Fisher left of losing in the first round. The king.
No. But here's the thing. Are you talking about the Mountain West or the real tournament?
I'm talking about the real tournament.
Oh, no. I'm talking Big West tournament.
Oh, your tournament. Yeah.
They'll win 25 games. They'll be 25-5 or whatever, mm-hmm. right? And then first number one seed in the Big West tournament playing, I don't know, Hawaii. And they'll lose by 7. It just seems like that. I think it's only happened one time, but it feels like it
Dutcher
happens.
Last March Madness tournament. Started playing prevent offense with 9 minutes left to go with a 6-point lead. He's like, "That's it. We're done with offense."
I'm sorry.
We're done.
I understand your frustration, and I'm not dismissing it. You're in the tournament. I can't really get that mad at you. My team doesn't get. And when we get in, we're the 15th seed, and you get stomped by North Carolina.
But we have
Arizona.
Real athletes.
I know you guys. You guys players. Should win games. You should be in there. So Taylor and I went and got a glass of water during the break, and he's like, "I got a story from this weekend." Which I don't think you've ever phrased it to me quite like that, but I'm very glad you did because
I had a perfect weekend too, guys.
What did your perfect
okay,
weekend
wait,
do?
Wait, my question
and
right
play
out
your
the
own
gate.
Music.
Yeah, my question right out the gate is it where does this story? That's a good start. Where does this story rank to the raccoon story? Are we walking away saying that's
a high bar, Slee? It's a very high bar.
Okay, I want to know what I'm walking into.
I don't know if I'll ever top
but that's
the raccoon
like
story.
Saying, are you comparing every movie you ever walk into to The Godfather?
The guy came in with the raccoon story. I said it's the best story long. That I've ever got.
I agree.
For all I know, this guy's becoming a storyteller overnight.
Can I just tell you something? You just did a really bad guy move.
I put up too much.
You and so like,
I hyped it up.
The last
much.
Story you told me was great. Is this one is good? Well, now of course it's not gonna be. And now you just shot a hole in the side of the guy's boat.
If it doesn't go as planned, you got another story later in the week. Let's hear it.
My goodness, Al, it's such a bad.
The
guy
only thing
move.
That can top the raccoon is like a cocaine bear coming into my room.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I saw the trailer for that this weekend.
Doesn't look bad.
It's gonna
it
be
looks
so
kind
good.
Of funny.
It's gonna be no. It's gonna be cult classic, funny. Travis. It's gonna be so funny in a weird way. Travis,
I don't think I'm gonna watch it, but it looks kind
eyes.
Of funny.
Okay, so my weekend Friday, I stuck around downtown, which is something that I usually don't do, but I had a date, so took the date to Silver Lake Ramen.
How did you meet her?
A friend of a friend.
Okay.
So she was at my show on Wednesday, actually,
oh,
and
she likes musicians.
Yeah, red flag right there. But we went to Silver Lake Ramen. After that, she lives downtown, so she just wanted to walk around, and we walked to the last bookstore. And she was just perusing, looking through books and stuff. I've got enough books right now. I'm not trying to buy one. But she said she was looking for something, for a coffee table or something. And she chose a book about childbirth in the 16th century.
As one does.
Yeah. So she's kind of
surprised that one was available.
Yeah, I sit down for coffee. I'm like, how does childbirth
wonder
work?
How they used to do C-sections back in the 1600s. If only I had some reading material.
Hey, what is this?
But I really wasn't bothered by it or thought anything of it until I told my friend the next day, and they said, oh, that's kind of a red flag, isn't it? And I thought, no, I kind of want to see her again.
A little crazy.
All right, well, here's real quick here. If you don't think it's a red flag and you want to see her again, see her again. It's all good.
It's going to happen this
I
week.
Mean, yeah. Just go see her again.
I'm going to need to know what she buys on the second date. Like, if it's another book about
how close
dismembering
attention.
People, then I'm not going
to... How close attention would you pay to what she got?
Okay. You won't... I would pay unbelievable attention to what she bought at a bookstore. It would mean... Because... What she's reading is a pretty good insight into her personality. What she's into is a really good part of her personality. Yeah, I would pay very, very close attention
to what
she's doing.
So would you
done.
Not go out on a second
no.
date
no,
based
no, no.
on
no, it,
that?
No, it's a very odd choice, don't
get
me wrong.
It builds the picture.
But it does. It fills in the picture. But if they had a nice time and he liked her, absolutely, I'd go out with her again.
And it's not like it's a current, you know, how to rear a child. It's not like she's trying to have one.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong here.
That would be the red flag for me.
Being a great dad.
It wasn't child rearing. It was child delivery, right?
Correct.
So is she a nurse?
There's pictures of like C-sections and stuff inside of it. I flipped through it. It was, you know.
Is she a nurse?
Not my take. No, she's not a nurse.
Is she a doctor?
No.
Is she interested in being a nurse or a doctor?
I think she's just interested in morbid things.
Okay. Well, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
To a degree. Okay. Yeah. Not that particular vein of morbid things, but you know.
Had you been to Silver Lake Ramen before?
First time, actually.
And that's what you get out of the story?
What'd you think?
Silver Lake Ramen?
I love my ramen.
Really good.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good spot. good spot.
Slee, that's...
Emily, we already discussed it, okay? We already discussed it. We got past
it. No, she's right.
I was ready for Silver Lake Ramen. I was ready to come with Silver Lake Ramen right out the gate. I was just trying to be respectful.
You're like, oh, great story. Silver Lake Ramen.
Silver Lake Ramen.
The book about medieval surgeries is uninteresting to you, but the where they went to have
food.
You
guys want him not to go out on a second date with
it.
I disagree. I said, I think he should.
That's not what I said. I said the exact opposite of that, in fact.
It's red flags. It's not a stop sign. It's just the thing that you're trying to.
Yeah, but how many red flags in a row before it's like turn the boat around and go the other way?
Yeah, it's just got to be, you know, it's the pros and the cons. And I'm sure she had many, many pros.
But you had a good time. Are you going back to another bookstore?
I think we're gonna hang out in the South Bay this time, my neck of the woods.
Okay.
I haven't decided on what we're doing, but.
That's got to be a whole, you haven't been in the market for a while either. That whole first date, second date, because you want some things that are fun, that there's a little bit of an activity involved, but at the same time you want to spend time with the person to get to know them a little bit better, right? It's that trying to fine line it.
You know what I'd always pay attention to? You go to a restaurant and how she, like her demeanor, how she treats other people.
Of course.
There's one girl I went out, this years ago, right? Went out. She was like so rude to the server. Oh, like, where's my water? Where's this? I'm like,
let's
what
take
the hell?
100%.
Yeah, no, honestly, it was
100%.
Like, but I was like looking across, I'm like, did I just miss something? Why are you asking him that? Then there's other people that are like, the nicest and the sweetest. I'm like, all right.
You wouldn't do this. I wouldn't do this. But that's one of those things. Like, if you go out on a first date and the other person in the date is rude to the waiter, at that point, aren't you just like, you know what? I don't think this is going to work out. Enjoy the rest of your night. I'm leaving because unless the other person's super hot and you're just trying to, I'm going to give this one shot and see what happens.
Margot Robbie.
Margot Robbie could fight the waiter and I'm not leaving. But that's one of those things.
There's certain times where you let things marinate and you say, you know what? You should be quicker with your water.
But there is one of those. That is a super red flag.
Yeah.
Super red flag. And
just be nice, people.
You don't even have to be nice. Just don't be rude.
Yeah.
Just not even polite, right? Just be neutral. Neutral's fine. You don't have to get everything exactly right.
Which
one
of the ramen bowls you get? Did you get the spicy one?
No, not too
spicy.
I got pork. Yeah.
Oh, you got pork. That's a good one.
Iowa boy.
Any apps before?
Edamame.
Oh, you got edamame.
Yeah. Spicy or regular?
Spicy.
Yeah, good. That's pretty good.
Place is good.
Any
place
more really questions, good. Al?
Nah, I might come back to you on the Robin stuff. You guys said inside, outside. There's a lot of questions. Good ice cream place next to it, too. God.
You talking about the one downtown or in Silver Lake?
Silver Lake.
We went downtown. There's several locations.
They had one.
Yeah.
I know they got one in SD, too. They just opened one up probably a little bit ago in San Diego.
It's a chain. You should know this.
It kind of defeats the purpose of the name Silver Lake Ramen if you're going to put it in San Diego and you're going to put it in the downtown, but that's just my take on this.
Should have went SD Ramen. Exactly. Downtown LA ramen.
I mean, they have Texas Roadhouse in California.
Just build the sign with a big line.
That just ended
ramen.
Everything.
Yeah,
just ended everything.
It's over. All right, we're going to talk about the Lakers. And what do we got? Today is the 30th. We got 10 days before the NBA trade deadline. Yeah, Lakers still have those two picks. They haven't moved them. Is that going to change? It's next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.